Well, our guest in the cafe today is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Green.
Good morning.
And a long time since you and I have sat down.
I know. I've missed our cups of coffee.
That's right. Well, it's Bras for the Cause time.
It is indeed. We are ready for a bang up year.
Okay. Give me the date and time and all that first.
Okay. It's October the 13th, which is a Thursday evening. It's in downtown Greenville. The exhibit begins at 6 o'clock and runs until 8:30, and that's when people can see the bras and vote. And then once the voting closes, then they have to tabulate, and usually the award ceremony begins somewhere around 9:15. Mm-hmm. The restaurants downtown are all participating, and they will begin serving dinner at 5 o'clock. And they are providing 10% of all food and beverage sales to us as well.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage people to come downtown, enjoy dinner, and do that early, and then have time to enjoy the bras.
Right. And this really has become a major social event in Greenville.
I would never have imagined it has become what it has since I've been involved with it from the very beginning. It's now literally an institution. Yeah. People do not miss it.
Yeah. Now, and you have a Western theme.
Yes. Texas is really what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, just because, you know, Texas can be more than just Western. It can be, you know, Southern. It can be the Tex-Mex side of it. Whatever appeals to people to celebrate Texas.
Yeah, depends on what side of I-35 you're on.
That's a good way to look at it.
But B4TC, y'all, is the theme.
That's the brand we put on our T-shirts this year. And when we started out a while ago to look for a hashtag, it turned out Bras for the Cause was taken.
Really.
And so, because there are other events,
sure,
there's Bras for a Cause or Bras for the Cause all over the country.
Sure.
And so we went with B and then the number 4, TC Greenville. And that became our hashtag. And so
the thing is for the bras,
yes,
that are decorated to be done kind of in a Western thing.
People can do anything they want to do. They always can do that. But we do award a special Brabby Award, which are those fabulous pink glitter-covered Barbies stuck in tuna cans that we do that are so cheap to make and everybody is desperate for one. We do award a Brabby for the best interpretation of the theme.
Right.
Along with 7 others.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Bras for the Cause is Thursday night in downtown Greenville. Now, the bras are being entered today and tomorrow at Landon Winery.
We'll take the bras on Monday and Tuesday before the event, which is October 10th and 11th. It is free to enter a bra, and you bring them to Landon Winery, and that's the check-in point. And then we will immediately, after we get everything photographed, we will begin to put the online voting up on Tuesday. And it'll run through Tuesday through Thursday evening. And when the voting closes at the live event, the online voting will close as well.
Other than the Western theme, is anything different this year?
Well, actually, we've got a couple of things that are kind of fun. We have realized in just watching what's happened, as you said, this has become a social event. And it's kind of grown despite our best efforts or whatever you want to call it. People love to dress up. And they really get in. You'll have groups that have entered a bra and they will all dress alike and they'll go up and down the street trying to get people to vote for their bra. So we are awarding a special Brabby this year for the best individual outfit and then for the best group outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Just to recognize and reward these people who go so hard.
And a lot of this is group activity.
That's right. And then there are 5 awards that are given for the bras that raise the most money. And the way that we raise our money is, in addition to the generosity of the corporate sponsors, we also charge people to vote.
Yeah.
It's free to come. It's free to enter a bra. But if you want to vote, you got to pay. And it's $1 a vote.
And you all raised how much money last year?
$123,000 was what the total was the night of the event. And then it trickled in a little more after that.
You feel like you have to top that.
Oh, believe me.
So, I mean,
believe me, I'm sympathetic.
We do.
And we've got a great project this year. In addition to Janice's Closet, which we always have, which is where we provide the wigs and prostheses and mastectomy bras and nutritional supplements for women who have had breast cancer in Hunt County, and we provide all of that free of charge. This year we are purchasing vein finders. for the cancer unit. And when you think about it, so many times a cancer patient, after all of the chemo, and it makes you so nauseous and it makes you so sick, your veins frequently become thin and often can collapse and are hard to find. And these are devices that you can put on an arm and you can scan it real quickly, and so you don't have to poke and dig. And anybody that's ever had that happen or has deep veins and struggles is just over the moon over this idea.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's a great idea.
It is, yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
Oh, I hope we see you. I hope we see everybody in the cafe and the audience.
We'll be there Thursday night, October 13th at downtown Greenville. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I love it every time.
All right. Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.